Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Welcome back, second edition Starfinders and starry-eyed finders of editions beyond the first one, but not quite the third yet. And welcome to the first episode zero of Cosmic Crit, second edition. Woo. This is your GM, Patrick, and while we don't have a full crew complement tonight, we do have some players that are very interested in talking characters with me this week in Drew, Jabert, Rebecca, and Tyler. We're back to alphabetical order for you guys.
Oh,
how are you doing? Yeah, we talked about how we were going to be starting this up sooner or later. We've played through some of the Starfinder Society playtest stuff, but we are going to be getting into second edition playtest in full. And this episode, episode zero, kind of making some characters in advance of going into our first full 2E adventure. The first one is A Cosmic Birthday by Jenny Jarzabski. Jenny Jarzabski. That's what we're going to be talking about today, and maybe transporting back in time over 7 years now.
Oh my goodness. Is that possible?
Yeah, the fun time when you guys were all looking at not even the rule book for Starfinder, just looking at like the leaked materials online for Starfinder first edition. And that feels like a million years ago. And it's hilarious. It's only seven, but we actually have a playtest now.
It's been a very long 7 years.
Yes. The first three dragged on, and then we're like, boy, time can't go any slower. And then the pandemic hit. And we're like, oh no, we have to make more podcasts because time went so slow. Yes.
Oh, and again, I say this every week now, apparently. Miles is fine. He just still doesn't have internet. He's got power, he's got water, and he's got years worth of DVDs Blu-rays to watch.
He's got dial, he's got grace.
Internet. And this is, we're recording this in October, and hopefully this comes out some point close to October, but in actuality, it's going to happen much later. But that's the reason he's not here.
And oh, okay. That's fair.
Hurricane, we can cut it right there
specifically.
yeah. So if you can cut it right there. Hey, Drew, I'm almost done with the Miles bot to replace him, but there's a few like little parts and pieces that I still need. And I was hoping that you would send them to me. Have you sent those or those in the mail?
I'm still tweaking the taking a joke too far algorithm.
But okay. You joke.
I just don't know how many more of these fillers we want to record while I'm building this thing over here in the Pacific Northwest. So, but you know, anyway, we can come back in.
As much as you joke, as someone that's edited a podcast, I mean, with all five of you, but with Miles, especially for the last 7 years, like you could very easily soundboard a Miles bot to play. So
there's a podcast that I listen to that has fed, because all you have to do is load in an audio clip of just one person talking, and it will create an AI voice for that person.
Oh boy.
I've thought about snipping out a bunch of Miles clips to do that for the other show, but I just can't be bothered.
What are you talking about? But automate my job so I can play.
We need could you imagine player Patrick screaming and raging at AI automated GM Patrick for some nonsense? We'd be entering some dark levels.
Yeah. No, we're doing it by the book. I have my physical copy of the playtest rulebook for Starfinder Second Edition here in my hands.
Is that a $50 book, by the way?
$47.49, it says on the back here, so not quite.
Oh my gosh, did you get to write that off as a charity donation?
I mean, Patreon funds more than likely paid for it because they're just attached to my PISO account, but...
Oh my gosh, listeners, thank you for supplying our GM with a book!
Yeah, there's no way I wasn't getting this physical book. And you know, I kind of wish it was a hardcover, but it is a very I do like having paperbacks, and it's pretty thin because not all of the Pathfinder second edition rules are in here, and you're just using Pathfinder second edition rules. You know, there's also a few less classes, which take up a lot of space, and I think the same amount of ancestries that are in the Pathfinder second edition rule book, but what else is there less of? I don't know, probably equipment and stuff is a little reduced, but
certainly have you guys zeros for some of that high tier equipment.
Since this came out in July, have you guys gotten a chance to look through it very much? I know I think we talked about it, but we've mostly been playing these iconic characters, the pre-generated Starfinder second edition characters. So
yeah, I've skimmed some stuff.
I haven't gotten to, but I say that knowing full well that if I don't get what I want tonight, I'm going to complain about it for months on end. So
good. Well, yeah, that being said, do you want to fill some more? Do you want to talk about characters? What do you want to do?
Oh yeah, we go. I'm happy to start the meat and bones of this chaotic process.
And I don't know when we're going to play this. It might be for a while. I'm hoping to play some before the playtest ends this year, but this might only be coming out on the Patreon feed in 2025 for people. I just don't know. I don't know. Oh, but
and let us also say that none of these decisions, as we set them today, are set in stone, except for anything that Tyler makes.
I guarantee you. Oh, yeah. I don't back off on it. On anything. When I make bad choices, you guys get to see those bad choices make it all the way to level 20.
And I think Miles isn't here, maybe I can help make up some character stuff for him as well in his absence. Yeah. But like I said, we've been, even before the hurricane knocked him out of commission for weeks on end, electricity and internet styles, he was on vacation. Drew, Rebecca, you guys are on vacation. Just a lot of time off from the podcast, which has been wild. You know, we ended Dead Men Roll No Crit, so right there was like a lot less recording for us. But then we like stopped recording Cosmic Crit because of all these vacations and stuff. I've watched in October alone, just these last 2 weeks, so many movies. I've just been like burning through classic horror movies. I know. Drew, Rebecca, you went through Friday the 13th recently.
Oh, but the last couple.
I think I watched the first seven this week. And then last week I watched the first eight Halloween movies.
Oh, my
boy, howdy. Oh, boy. Oh, right.
Okay, so real, Patrick, since you brought this up to distract me completely. First seven Friday the 13th. Do you have a ranking?
I think it's Star Trek rules. I think the even ones are really the good ones.
Okay.
Agreed.
I don't, and like two shouldn't be that good, but it is. It's better than one.
Yes.
And then
see,
three.
I'm not wrong.
Three is good, but then four is like better, and it's like, okay, well, three was actually kind of bad, I guess, in retrospect.
Yeah, we hated three. So.
Well, it's all the stupid 3D effects stuff. What else? Six is the start of Zombie Jason. That's some good stuff. Speaking of, someone make a Borai character so we get a Borai character with a sword.
All right, Rebecca, I don't know what you had planned tonight, but let's pivot. I've pulled up IGN's top horror movie villains of all time, and I want you just to roll on it, and then that's your character.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Because I have to watch the movie, and that means I can force Drew to watch it with me because I never get to watch horror movies
I love that you're like, he's a scaredy cat, because I would have said that, you know, a few months ago. But as we have watched all of these movies, none of them have been as scary as like what's the one with that we watched that was new last year about the people under the house, under the
barbarian,
which was even then more fun than jump out and scare you kind of stuff. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I allowed myself to be too scared of movies is what I'm saying, even though they're not that scary. And I think about all the horror video games that I played that were way scarier than any of the movies that I was avoiding watching.
Resident Evil was absolutely terrifying to me. The dog jumped through the window.
The dog jumping through the window was one thing, but the liquor... Yes, that's a bad guy. It's an enemy in Resident Evil games. Jumping through the one way, the two way mirror in the
police department.
In the police department room was even scarier.
I mean, yeah, it's a bit scarier than zombie dog, but well, you know, you guys can think about some horror characters, not just because we're recording this in October, but the adventure that we're playing.
Free country.
Yes, you can do whatever you want. The adventure we're playing, A Cosmic Birthday, while it sounds like a fun romp, a fun adventure, it is a closer to Eldritch horror, where you guys will be going to the ghost levels of Absalom Station, fighting against cultists who are harbaging the birth of a powerful kind of eldritch cosmic god. That's the birthday of future. And that's something that's been talked about in some of these.
Wasn't that a plot on Babylon 5 in the fifth season?
It's, you know, it's kind of like 2001 Space Odyssey. You know, the space baby is going to arrive and you've got to deal with it. So your characters are not necessarily like super heroic, but they're more your grunts. So they
who's sending us down there?
Great question. You'll have to. You will not know. I think that'll be more fun to make your character kind of agnostic of that, and then we'll get into it. Start our episode one talking about integrating your characters.
Okay.
So yeah, horror inspiration is perfectly fine, but yeah, let's get to it. And we are actually. We're guiding Drew through this, even though Drew, you've made some Starfinder 2E characters.
I have not made any Starfinder 2E characters. I fumbled through making one single Pathfinder 2E character, and I used Path Builder, which holds your hand so much that I don't even know where to begin. But
so the general character creation for Pathfinder 2nd edition. And now Starfinder 2nd edition is ABC, ancestry, background, class. And you do them in that order because that the boosts that you pick kind of go along with you and you build your character out that way. So there's no, I think there's alternate rules for like point by system kind of thing, but you get your ability score boosts as you make these decisions. Now, today, I'm going to mess that up because we're going to kind of have a drawing or a lottery system to pick out ABC because we don't want to have doubling up of classes or ancestries or even backgrounds, really. I guess you can have the same background, but...
Are there backgrounds? I don't see backgrounds in the books, so...
It's right after ancestry.
There are?
Okay. It's just not its own header in the table of contents. Okay.
It is on page 56. Yeah. Starting there.
I got my pen and paper. I'm ready to write down all the bad juju ideas that come out.
So what we're going to do is, yeah, talk about classes first, because that's kind of like the bigger, I think, part of your mechanical character. And then we'll do ancestry. But do you guys want to start by rolling D20? Highest gets to pick, you know. You can choose if you want to pick class first or last, like if you don't care about it. All right, Tyler.
Oh, cool.
Strong with the toot,
I love
toot.
It. Oh, wow. Rebecca with a high roll. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Surprise. Okay. Surprise.
Come on, Jabert. Come on, Jabert. Hit that 20.
Then do it.
Take it from her.
Come on.
Wait, do I have a hero point?
Good question.
No, we're not playing. Jabert!
You sneaky snake.
It does sound like Jabert has rolled
bottom of the barrel
the best. What? Oh, Rebecca gets to go second. 14. Then Drew, if you want to pick. And I'll try to pick for Miles. We'll see what he wants to do, but at least, if he likes a character.
At least I'm ahead of Tyler, which is the only thing I was worried about.
Right. So yeah. We'll start off talking maybe about the only six classes in this playtest, which some people are a little bummed about. We are missing, I think, from Starfinder 1st edition, the mechanic and technomancer. And you're like, oh, well, why do they do that? The Pathfinder 2nd edition has the inventor and wizard, which, you know, you can make space versions of. Like, once we get into Starfinder 2E territory, I'm totally fine just basically using any class from Pathfinder and making a space version of them. They will likely have already started the playtest for those two classes. I think they already announced that that'll be starting around this time next year, or finishing this time next year at this point. But for now, yeah, we're just going to do Envoy, Mystic, Operative, Solarian, Soldier, and Witch Warper. I was very surprised to see Witch Warper get
upgraded? Because that wasn't in the original book. Was it just 7 classes in Starfinder First Edition? That sound right?
Envoy, Mystic, Operative, Solarian, Soldier, Engineer.
Mechanic, but yes.
Oh, Mechanic. And, Technomancer, 7.
Yeah, that sounds right. So yeah, it looks like, Jabert, you're first. Did you have a class you wanted to go with first, or did you want to drop down the initiative turn order to pick your ancestry first? What do you think?
It's funny because I actually just said to you yesterday how I was excited to play around with the operative some more because I felt like I didn't get to play with too many of those feats and stuff, but it seemed like a lot of fun. But I'm going to immediately renege on that, and I'm going to wander down the long lonesome path of the spellcaster again.
Don't you do it, Jabert.
Jabert, I can't believe.
Well, you. Which one? Let me.
I mean. So I've never played a Witch Warper.
Oh my god!
That art looks so rad. The art looks so cool on it.
It's the one class that I'm just still not sold on in this playtest after going through it. Have you read the rules much?
Not a single word.
Excellent.
I read the word Witch Warper and I saw this dude with these rad dreadlocks and like this
Samir, yeah.
Samir. Yeah, his cool armor robes and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's my boy. That's the one for me.
I think it's a class that mechanically can work out depending on especially your team composition. I think it's going to be better with 4 teammates, but it is such a control style class, like, you know, locking down enemies, reducing their movements, that kind of thing. At least a lot of the Witch Warpers, whatchamacallit, kind of reality warping class abilities are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one of the paradoxes. So there's, I want to say in the rule book, 4 paradoxes. Yeah, precog got rolled into Witch Warper, which used to be its own class, but now you can be a precog Witch Warper, which kind of makes sense, but there's gap influenced, anomaly based, and analyst based. And they all have different effects when you start your Witch Warping.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so Witch Warper, Tyler, did you want that? Is that why you said
Tyler, did you want that?
Oh no, it's okay. I have a number 2 pick. I'm very happy with my number 2 pick. It was my number 1 pick, but number 2 is works just as well. Why I just couldn't believe it came from Jabert. I was mostly shocked more than outraged.
Well, you shouldn't have rolled the natural 2, Tyler.
I know, it's my fault.
Okay, Rebecca, what are you thinking? And you've got 5 different classes to choose from right now. Envoy, Mystic, Operative, Solarian, Soldier.
Sorry, I was muted. I'd like to hold my turn.
Oh, okay. So you want to be higher up on the ancestry picking. Is that right?
Sure. I'm going to roll randomly regardless, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. Do you want to wait until after Tyler? Do you want to go last in class?
I'll go last.
Gosh, so nice. So
thank you.
With here. That means Drew gets to pick next. Drew, did you think you're going to have second pick here?
Don't mess this up, Drew.
Okay, so as I look at things, mm-hmm. I have, of the classes available, I have not played 2 of the ones that I feel like are like the fan favorite classes.
Mm-hmm.
The Operative mm-hmm. and the Solarian.
Solarian.
Drew, have you never played a Solarian? That's crazy.
Never played a Solarian. Honestly,
he's never played an Operative. He should get a chance to play the most OP class in the game.
We've only had 2 Solarians in the show with Rebecca in season 1 and Tyler in season 3 or 4. Davasha.
3. It was the Attack of the Swarm.
So I'm gonna flip a coin.
Yes, you're right. That's crazy.
Oh, I like this.
So heads Operative, tails Solarian. We're doing 1 flip.
All right, but you got to show the coin to the camera before you show it.
Well, it's going to be my phone flipping a coin, so I'm not going to.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not cool.
Oh, wait, you should just flip your phone.
Oh, yeah.
See which side.
If the screen cracks, it's heads. If it doesn't, it's tails.
You need to get some Patreon money for this.
Yeah. Drum roll.
It's heads. What did I say heads was?
You didn't.
Heads, Solarian, tails, operative, I believe.
Yeah, so Solarian. Growing Solarian, gang.
Okay, we got a martial class. That's good.
Crazy. That is bonkers to me. Right, so next up, I've rolled for Miles in the turn order here. And I think we need to
I forgot there was a Miles.
I forgot answer. Miles. No!
We need to be nice to Miles and pick not spellcaster for him. So Mystic. I agree. He's played so many magic users. He's also played operative before. So what do you guys think about? He's already done it, but asking him to do Envoy again for this little
I would be test. Interested to see Soldier Miles.
That is true. He hasn't played Soldier either.
Don't give Miles the opportunity to roll diplomacy to convince NPCs of his crazy ideas. That sounds like hell on earth.
Sounds very dangerous. Yeah.
Let's give him a big stick and let him make people explode.
Yep.
I'll write down Soldier for now. And we'll see what else is available and if he wants to switch it up. But Rebecca, that leaves... No, Tyler is next.
Thank you.
He wanted to wait for Tyler. It leaves Envoy, Mystic, and Operative.
Mystic, baby! We're back on the Healy Juice train!
Wow!
Not surprised at all.
Another magic
Didn't
user
you play the Mystic before in Starfinder 2E?
It's so good. Why would I want to do anything else when I can be the siphon of joy for all my friends? Reverse siphon, because I'm actually shooting it out at you. So sorry.
Chick-Chick is very much a
super of joy.
Chick-Chick is a horror-themed character, iconic already. So
Yep.
Be interested to see if you can get that in a
so
different
I will say, listeners... I did put a rule on myself before I started making this character. I gave it inspiration, so I am trying to build around the inspiration, which I will reveal at the end.
Okay. Oh, that's very mysterious. Rebecca, you've dropped yourself down to the bottom of the class playlist here and have left Envoy and Operative on the table. Do you have strong feelings about
I wonder which one we're going to...
Now, I will say...
Envoy is now the actual skill monkey, and Operative is more of just like a martial class.
And yeah, she's played an operative before.
I have a couple of times.
Yeah, I was about to. That's right. A lot.
With Envoy, I'll be Envoy.
Okay. The mouthpiece is
made
back.
An actual choice. Look at me.
And there's
look at you.
They're so much better than SF1E. And I love Envoys. I love Knack, but Envoys and 2E so far are so much better.
I do love a skill monkey. It does make me nervous to be the face of the party, but we'll see.
There's
better than Miles,
different...
I guess.
It sounds like if we're doing a lot of like culty things, there might not be a lot of, you know, oh my gosh, I have to give a soliloquy to convince people that, you know, they need to give us 100 credits.
Do you know how many soliloquies are involved in cult behavior?
If we were the cult, I'd be like, oh, Rebecca, you are in trouble.
Y'all know how many times I've built my characters to like not have to actually speak to use diplomacy and or intimidation. Yeah. Like almost every character that I have has a special skill that allows them to just stare at you or dance. Or something that does not involve actually
talking. The dance sequences are some of the best content ever put out by the show. And you're just like, can I dance to convince them that we're cool?
It's like,
So apparently. You are going to be falling back on as the leader of probably this party. But there are multiple leadership styles for envoys in Starfinder 2nd Edition. From the front is the, you know, Malcolm Reynolds style, like in the head of the party, the party face, but his leadership skill is athletics. From the shadows is the stealthier version. Guns blazing is a, you know, exactly what it sounds like. And in the spotlight is another one. There's two more. What, Infosphere director, more of a techie kind of person. And then through desperate times, you're an Envoy medic style character. So you have a lot of options to look at with Envoy, but you have a larger decision facing you in the ancestry department. because there are more ancestries, I think it's Starfinder 2nd edition, than there were in 1st edition, not including the kind of grandfathered in dwarf, elf, orc ones. Some of the base rulebook ancestries for Starfinder 2nd edition include the classics Android, Human, Sotha, Lashunta, Sheeran, Vesk, and Isoki, and they are added to that list. Some pretty weird ones, some pretty wild. We got Barathu, the floating gas bags of some of the gas giants in the system. Patra are now a core ancestry, which partially because of like how they're advancing the story in Starfinder 2nd edition, the Patra homeworld is like declaring independence, and they're just going to see a lot more of them.
Let's be real. People wanted cat people as number one picks. Like, let's.
Well, and the other thing is the new Solarian iconic is a Patra in Day. And
yeah,
unfortunately, is like a million times cooler than the Starfinder first edition iconic.
Yeah,
very wisely, because they are now the goblins of Starfinder. Skittermanders. You can play as a Skittermander starting at level 1 in this adventure. And then there are also Drew, not ancestries, but what they known as what? Heritages? No. What's the term, Tyler? The Borai and Prismini. Versatile heritages, I
believe. Oh, yeah. Versatile. Called. Yeah. Versatile.
So these are ancestries in kind of the same way that they were, at least the Borai, used in Starfinder 1st edition, in that you can be a Borai Vesk. You can be like an undead Vesk character. You can be a Prismini, which I think is like a star influenced kind of, or drift influenced kind of character, who is also human. So that could be like your base ancestry, and then you kind of add that onto it. In Pathfinder 2nd edition, there are dozens of those kinds of ancestry versatile heritages, you know, from you'd be like an Ifrit kind of character. You can be from like the plane of rocks, or a beastkin vampire kind of character. There's all kinds of stuff you can add on top of your existing ancestry. But we're just going to play with these, what, 10? 1, 2, 3, 12, right? With Brian Prismini. With these ancestries, Rebecca, what did I just say? 10, 12? 12,
12.
12. So yeah, 10 base ancestries. Did you indeed want to roll randomly, or do you have one in mind?
So I have one in mind, but I'm going to roll first and see what the dice give me, and then decide if I want to
accept the challenge.
Yeah, accept it. Yeah. All right. Rolling a D12 to see if I get one of the special ones. All right. So that's a 5, which
get down the list here. 2, 3. It's Lashunta.
Well, I've already played a Lashunta. All right. I'm not going to do that. I am instead going to be a Skittermander Envoy. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
No.
What?
Jabert, we have
partly because I'm obsessed with the art in the rulebook.
She's here to help, folks. She's just
adorable.
Here to help.
It's like Lisa Frank plus a Skittermander. Like,
oh, you're talking about the art. Perfect. Yes, in the book. There's so some very good new Skittermander. I'm pretty sure this is new. Maybe this one actually might be from, well, I know this was like a playtest. I think they had a cutout of this art in the Gen Con this year. Because I think this is already a named character. Maybe not. Okay, Skittermander for Rebecca. That's going to take us to Tyler next. Tyler, what are you thinking about for ancestry?
Barathu.
Barathu. Mystic.
Barathu. We are floating gas, baby.
All right. Are you pronouncing it because it's like Cthulhu, Barathu?
Yeah, I like it. I don't like that H.
It makes more sense. It seems like it'd be like a Klaatu Barata Nictu. Cool. Did you have something already in mind? You said you had secret plans for a character.
Well, I've had secret directions. Yes. Yes. Would you like to reveal it?
We can do backgrounds after this, so if you want to hang on to that, that's fine.
I'll hang on to it.
The backgrounds are kind of fun, so we'll talk about them last. They're just not as cool, as not as visually striking as
It's true. I'm going to go scroll down and look at some right now.
Okay. Well, we've got a soldier picked out for Miles. Is there a ancestry that you guys would like to see him challenged by? What hasn't he played? He's played human.
Kasatha might be fun.
All right, I'm going to pencil in Kasatha, unless someone else wanted to do that today. But that's a good one. Kasatha, soldier. We'll see if that resonates for him. And that brings us to Drew. Drew, what are you thinking?
For all right. He said there were 12?
Yeah, there's, you know, 9 now after folks have picked them. But did you want to roll?
I'm going
to
roll a D12. Or should I roll a D14 for the...
Why don't you roll a D7? Because that's how many of the base ancestries are left. Or D8, and maybe if you get 8, you can also get one of these weird, versatile. Okay, 2 is of what we have left. Oh boy, are you ready for this, Drew? Human.
You basic.
I've played a human-ish okay. before.
Yeah, you played human. That's fine. If you want to reroll, I'm fine with that. All these people choosing random stuff. It's so fun. So fun. All right, that is Android, Drew, a number 1. With a bullet is Android. What do you think about Android?
I have not played an Android since one of the very first year SFS scenarios that we played that I created an Android something or other then.
We've played a ghost robot person, but never an Android. Do you want to keep this? Are you feeling okay about that?
I feel like since I've rolled, I have to stick with it. So, yes.
But did he have something else in mind? Is that why you rolled?
No, I did not. So I'm good.
Because Rebecca rolled and then she's like, nah, I have something in mind. I'm going to go for it. That's fine. No one, you can edit this
part out. She's only allowed to play one LaShunta. If you make a classic LaShunta, you can't play another one. That's not fair. Not fair for us.
What do you think, Drew?
No, let's go for it. Android.
Android. Solarian. And
right, but Drew, you're not allowed to do a stereotypical Android voice. Can't do it.
Oh, no, I got to play.
We're back to you. What would you like to pick for ancestry?
Everybody else is rolling. I'll just roll for it. D12, let's go. A three. Kasatha. Aw. Wait, is that right?
1, 2, 3. I don't know why you rolled a... Well, if you're just going down the list, that's human. But no. Did you want to play human?
No, but
but I rolled it already.
But I did roll it.
You can choose something else.
You said you liked the iconic artwork. Yeah. Zamir is human witch warper.
You should roll 2 dice so that you get to pick one or the other. That way the dice are still telling you, but you have a fallback option. That is still random.
Let's do that. All right, so let's see. What's 8 then? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Skittermander.
Skittermander's in a party?
Well, no.
Skittermander's and...
No, you have on either side of Skittermander 2 that we haven't picked, though you've played 1. Sheeran or Vesk, do you want to pick either of those?
Vesk Witchwarper.
I mean, honestly, in the style of like, you know, flipping a coin to make a decision and then that just reveals what you actually always wanted.
You've already decided.
Yeah, I've gone back and just completely squelched on this like re-rolling randomly thing.
That's fine.
So, I did the same thing.
It's I'm gonna go with Kasatha. Yeah, I like the idea of having 4, you know, manipulator of reality, and then also having 4 arms. And there's more arms for manipulating reality.
Then I'm not gonna give that to as an option to Miles. I'll talk to him sometime this week. We'll touch base about ancestry. Hopefully, he'll be excited about soldier and have some ideas. Right, Jabert, do you want to look at backgrounds and pick what you want to do for a background right now? I feel like backgrounds are a good way to get like a general idea of who your character was maybe before they were a adventurer. And they provide you with some character kind of building elements. Like where was he before he picked up the magic, the witch warping magic? Lots of different ones here in Starfinder 2nd edition. I will say the Dream Prophet background is probably going to factor in pretty well into this adventure. It gives you occultism and a lore related to your choice of metaphysical topics. get to pick what you want in metaphysics.
I I literally already made something that was the Dream Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a little, I feel a little silly picking it again.
Some pretty classic sci-fi, cyberpunk-esque backgrounds as well in this. You got hacker, socialite, an icon, which is ripped right out of cyberpunk, street rat, space pirate, vid gamer. You play video games on Space Twitch.
What if you just chose comedian and the whole joke was that if you don't like my jokes, I will alter the reality around you to where you think I'm funny?
I call that Dark Fozzie.
Yeah, you are Darth Fozzie.
Yes. That's right. Wait, can I be the bear? I gotta go back and be a bear.
Oh my gosh, brutal.
What's a good thing? I like the idea of being a...
The suspense.
Killing me too. You're telling me. I was looking at the PDF just like in Chrome. So like every time I wanted to change a page, it was like, whoa, hang on. I got to load that. And so like trying to find backgrounds was impossible. So I just downloaded it and I finally get to see everything.
There are 27 backgrounds if you want to roll randomly.
Roll a D27.
Oh, no.
Oh, there. Roll.
I just did the math.
1D27. 11. Let's see what that is.
Please tell me it's Dream Prophet.
It might be.
It is.
It is Dream Prophet. All right, I'm Dream Prophet, baby.
Fate has decided for.
Yes. Oh, the gods are like, hell, you're not getting away from us this time, Jabert.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, that'll bring us to Drew. Have you looked at the backgrounds at all?
I mean, a little, based on what I have seen. So I'm also going to slash roll 1D27. Let's go.
People are wild.
These aren't final, but this is fun. Rolling's fun. Oh.
23.
So I'm going to count backwards.
Way by.
7, 26, 25, 24, 25. Space pirate.
What? He's not allowed to do that.
He snatched it right out from underneath you.
My Solarian, what's the Solarian like weapon thing?
The solar weapon?
Yeah, yeah. The you know how the you moat? Shape the moat. Yeah, it's going to be a hook.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, actually.
Probably, yeah, you know, get around using hooks in space, you know, because of artificial limbs and everything, but you know, they're iconic. You got peg leg too.
Yeah, peg leg moat. That's it. I'm going to kick everybody with my peg leg moat.
Okay.
I haven't even lost a leg. I just do the little knee out thing, just like the knee on the thing. The
bottom. It's going to make it very awkward in small hallways.
We'll skip over Miles' pick because there's so many, although maybe I should be rolling for him. No. We'll leave that to when he has internet back. Tyler, what are you thinking for background?
Well, I lost Dream Prophet because that was
the pick. Oh no. I got 11. Him twice. Oh no.
That's okay. We have I think we're just going to go with a very boring fallback, which is Disciple.
Cool. Maybe your character is related to the cult in some way. We'll never know. I mean,
actually, I'm going to make a cultist that's in a different cult that is upset about this cult and is trying to overthrow that cult. So I'm thinking kind of, oh man, wait, did I just make Cult of the Lamb? Oh man, I made Cult of the Lamb.
You did a Cult of the Lamb.
I did a Cult of the Lamb.
You got to make a better cult. Make them eat their own poop. Rebecca, what about you?
I'm going to roll randomly, and I'm hoping that this will help guide my leadership style and characterization.
Are you going to roll two so you can have a choice? You're going to go with the first one you get.
We'll see how I feel about the first one that I get. How about that?
I hope you get vid gamer.
That would be so terrible for me. Okay, 1D27.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start. Yeah,
slash roll.
Slash roll. Don't do it this way. This is weird. Did that work? Yeah. 8.
Well, that's not gonna be vid game.
8's easy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 diplomat.
Oh, that's very appropriate.
Look at the luck
maybe
on this one.
Too appropriate.
I was about to say, it gives you diplomacy skill, which you probably already
had, and
you're not going to be able to dance your way out of this one. The diplomats talk.
Oh man, I have to talk.
You could reroll.
Use my words.
You could reroll.
No, I'll stick with it. That's good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, first contact situations are your specialty. Oof.
Is that bad?
Why are you saying it weird like that?
That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of talking.
We chose a lot of D backgrounds. Diplomat, disciple, dream prophet.
And space pirate. Yarr.
De space.
Honestly, I'm so ready to make an android with a cool Solarian cutlass. This is going to be rad.
Could be pretty rad.
Yeah. So,
there's ranged Solarians in 2E, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Get a little flintlock.
Mm.
This be space, but I'm still reloading my flintlock after every shot.
Just be ready for me to have this accent the entire season.
We've got
me space black powder.
I learned this accent at Disney World.
I used to have a parrot, but then I got lost in zero G and I haven't found it since.
My android started life as one of the Pirates of the Caribbean animatronics and gained sentience.
Yeah.
I love that.
I still have the Mickey Mouse on my chassis.
I remember before they made the ride more culturally appropriate.
So we'll talk to Miles about what he wants to make and some of the suggestions you had for him. But going through the list here, yeah, Android Solarian or Android Space Pirate Solarian is the ABC, Drew, that you're working with. So you get to make those ancestry decisions first as you go through the character creation process, then a few for Space Pirate, and finally your Solarian, and you get four free attribute boosts. Solarian's main one is constitution. What's their
strength is their skill.
Oh, soldier's constitution. Yes, that makes more sense.
Ooh, and space pirate can choose a
strength as a boost. Makes sense. Boost, so. We've got Jabert going with a Kasothan dream prophet witch warper, which. Mm-hmm. Those all sound good to me, you know. Those all sound like they go together pretty darn well. Rebecca, are you happy with Skittermander Diplomat Envoy?
I mean, it seems perfect.
A little vanilla, except for the Skittermander. Are you sure you don't want to play a human diplomat envoy? Just some lady named Tina?
I don't know. Skittermanders seem very envoy-esque. I mean, they're all about helping, right? And making new friends.
It's very true.
Yeah.
new friends
and new friends. New friends. And Tyler, you've made a weirdo with a Baratheon disciple mystic going with
yay
magic user. Do you want to reveal to the folks
I listening? Do this
what was your character concept? You wanted to go with witch warper first, you wanted to go dream prophet first.
Yeah. So what I did is lately I've been very into a certain video game. And so what I thought I would do is pull up a random number generator, and I rolled on the random number generator. And then I went into the Pokedex for Pokemon Scarlet, and I just found whatever Pokemon was that number. And I cannot believe my luck. I blew all my luck immediately on this gimmick because I rolled a 68. And when I went to 68 in the Pokemon Scarlet, the Paldean Pokedex, that is Ghastly, one of my favorite Pokemon from the original games. So I mean, Baratu was the easiest pick. And the rest I kind of just tried to fill. And Mystic I thought was pretty simple because he's a ghost type and Mystics deal with the supernatural. And then, you know, I thought Dream Prophet because one of my favorite moves with Ghastly and the whole line really was Dream Eater, and I was like, oh, that kind of fits, but swept away from me by the wily Jabert. So I just went with Disciple just to boost the whole mystic nature of the Ghastly.
Makes sense. Then there's a lot of ghostly grim tendril kind of stuff that mystics have.
There are. So we're going to be a very dark mystic, I think.
And Ghastly is a floating ghost.
It is a floating, it literally is a floating ball of gas.
I think the only thing, that could have been closer to that Pokemon is like coughing or something.
Coughing and Gastly are like two sides of the same coin. Very good. I think we are all lucky that we do not have a Gengar Tyler character.
It's Tyler in real life.
Oh, okay.
So
not nicer than a Gengar.
You probably have like a good month or so to be thinking about finishing up these characters before we start thinking about playing the Cosmic Birthday. Really, when we get back into the swing of things and get some Cosmic Crit, maybe book 4 under our belts and done, we'll look at playing this, like I said, later this year or next year. I do like having these episode zeros, these discussions, because normally we do a lot of it over Discord, just like over the course of weeks and talk about character concepts. And I highly recommend this to all players and GMs to have this conversation with your players, mostly so you develop like a well-balanced party. Not saying that you can't all pick like 5 mystics, but for the purposes of the playtest, it probably won't give them a lot of good information or inspire folks that are listening. I do like that we'll have, I would say, all the hardest classes for sure represented in this playtest. Our 2 magic users, the Solarian for sure. I even think Envoy is a little difficult with some of the mechanics there. So glad we have those squared away. And yeah, like I said, next step, just making these characters up and doing a little background, a little writing, and maybe the most fun part, making character names, which I think you should keep private until we come back for an episode 1 for Cosmic Birthday. Even for me, don't tell me.
Oh, yeah, I won't tell you anything about legally distinct Gastly.
My name is Lee Gast. Lee, Gast. So yeah, that's gonna do it for episode 0. I don't have anything else. Is there anything else we should talk about?
Okay, you don't want to come out. You don't want to do like 1 page of background right now.
I don't know. Do you want to go into feats and equipment and stuff?
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye, as I say. Bye.
Now, we'll get into the weeds later, and we'll introduce our listeners to these characters when we get to episode 1. But yeah, until that happens, well, thank you guys for talking about these characters with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you.
And listeners, thanks for listening. We'll continue on with the playtest, even when the playtest is finished next year. And we'll catch you on another episode of Cosmic Crit. Until then, so long. Farewell.
Good night.
Bye.
Farewell. Bye. From the beyond.
Listening to Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.